We talk about giving our gifts in service to God, to each other, as we just sang about in that beautiful hymn. God sacrificed so much for us, but we don't do this to save ourselves, right? We don't give our time and our talents for our own salvation because that has already been given. We do it because we belong to each other and we belong to Christ. And Jesus gave us a mission to share the good news. And when we help our church to function and to run and to reach out into the world, we become a part of that mission and live that out in our lives. Time, I think, is our most precious gift, and it's something that we can't have more of, we can't buy more of, we can't make more time. It's a gift from God. And as we think about that, we're going to see a little clip from The Lord of the Rings. And is that all set up for you, Evan? You're good? Okay. So Evan's going to get that set up. And it just talks about time and some of the struggles we face in the times that we live in. So Frodo and Gandalf, if you haven't seen the movie, are talking about the challenges that he has of carrying the ring. And he's saying, I wish that this never had happened to me. And I think a lot of us are feeling that way in our world today, that things are happening that we wish never had happened. Things that break our hearts and are hard to see. But as Gandalf says, we have to decide what to do with the time we have. And that time we have is a gift from God. God calls us to follow him, but he doesn't say it's going to be easy. Jesus talks in the gospel lesson how a seed of grain has to fall into the earth and to die before it can bear fruit. And church is often a place where we come to think about being filled and being comforted It's a place we receive good news and peace, new life, and the bread and wine. But church is also a place where we come to die. We have to die to our old selves and our old ways of life. Sometimes we have to die to the ways that the world wants us to live. And when we want to receive new life in Christ, we have to let those things go. We have to bury them so that we can be broken open into a new life and so that Christ can emerge in our lives. I've seen this new life be born, and not just in beautiful babies like Monroe. I've seen new life be born in all of your lives as I've sat with you and listened to you in those struggles and those pain, those times of pain, those times you wish never had come to you. I've seen you break open when you deal with crises in our world, like what we've seen in Syria and our fears of ISIS, the shock of attacks in Paris, even going back to the Newtown attacks and the earthquake in Haiti. These things that happen in our world that break our hearts, and things that happen in our lives that also break our hearts, illnesses or broken relationships. When we go through those things, I am especially thankful that we are the body of Christ. How could we survive these things without the hope we have in God? I'm also thankful for this place, for being the body of Christ, because it gives us a place to be repaired and filled from those things, but also a place to come when we are broken. We're one body and we feel each other's pain just as we feel pain in different parts of our own bodies. And when we work together to overcome that pain and brokenness, we shine Jesus' light in the world. We work together to overcome the pain of the world as well. And we do that by things just like our shoeboxes, right? When we give our shoeboxes away, we show a child across the world that Jesus does love and care about them. And it helps bring peace into our world. And we pray for peace every week. Our reading said, "For as we in one body have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ." Time and Talents is a reminder that we're one and that we're also different, with different gifts to serve together. When we share our time and talents here, we make our bodies stronger and we shine the light of Christ into the darkness of our world, and into the darkness sometimes of our own hearts. We need that reminder of God's love. Some of the needs we have this year at Grace for people to volunteer for on Time and Talents is working the multimedia room. That is a very important part of our ministry here, of our worship. We need people, especially at 8 o'clock, to do that. We also need volunteers for our nursery, help care for our kids, so that they can be in worship and have a little break if they need it, or their parents can come and enjoy worship and be filled as well. We really need people to help with snow blowing and shoveling, and what a timely announcement for that. So, and a lot, you don't have to be young. We have snow blowers. We have people of all ages who help with the snow blowing and shoveling here at Grace, and you're put on a team, so it's not like you have to do it all on your own. We're in a very exciting time here at Grace, obviously, as you see when you come to the building every time. Construction is really happening, and there's been so many people here working. And we're taking in new members soon with our new member class, and we want to have lots more people come through our doors. And we want to make sure people know what's going on at Grace. So we're having a new group this year on your time and talent sheet. It's called Grace's Community Crew. And it's a group of people to get together to reach out to our community in varied ways. It doesn't mean we have to go knock on doors, so if you're scared of that, don't worry. But just getting the word out to our community. So please consider that if you're passionate about sharing what's going on here in our church community. I'm also doing a women's retreat in February, so sorry, guys, but maybe you can have your own retreat too, but so think about checking that. That'll be a really neat time to gather together as God's people. And also our Family Promise Ministry, as you've heard, is getting going very soon, and we need lots of different volunteers for that. And I have to say, as we've had the news this week and all this conflict about refugees and what's happening, it's just made me feel really good that we at Grace are welcoming people in who do not have a home. I know it makes some of us uncomfortable, but it's so important, and it's really following the words of Jesus to welcome these people into our church who have no place to call home. I read a blog this week by a blogger named Steve Mattson, and I want to share with you some of the things he said. I thought they were really interesting. He said, "Although there might be many political, financial, and logistical reasons for us to reject the influx of global refugees, there are no theological ones. It may be inconvenient, uncomfortable, and extremely hard, but Jesus wants us to care for these people, the poor, homeless, sick, persecuted, downtrodden, and oppressed. But imagine," he says, "if Jesus limited his ministry based on the conditions of comfort and security. There would be no traveling through Samaria, too hazardous. No interacting with foreigners, too dangerous. No helping strangers, too risky. No healing the sick, too unsafe. No public speaking, too unprotected. No interacting with outcasts, too socially unacceptable. No grace, too weak. No forgiveness, too soft. No death on the cross, too painful, to say the least. We are given a very challenging task to serve the Lord, but it's the best challenge that we could ever take up. There are many things in life that want to claim our attention and our time now, and I know just as much as you do that time is so precious and limited. But I encourage you to think seriously about how you can use your time to serve the Lord at Grace this year. I encourage you to think about how you can use your attention and your voice in this world to build up God's kingdom. Where is God calling you to break open and follow Christ?" Our reading says, "Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, and hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. But no matter which one of us loves the most or shows the most honor, none of us can outlove or outserve God. God did that for us before we did anything for him." That's something that the world really needs to hear, and I hope and pray that you know that too. God loves all of us, and whoever checks the most boxes on their time and talent sheet doesn't get the most love. That's not what this is about. It's about opening ourselves up to sharing God's grace and love here in our church home, in our community, and in our world. And when we do that, we grow in God's love, and God's kingdom becomes a little stronger in our world. So take some time now to pray, to ask God for help in deciding where you should spend your time and talents this year. Pray for our world. Pray for our church. Think about how you can best help the good news of Jesus be shared. So you can pray and then take some time to fill out your time and talents. Aaron will play some nice music for us. And if you don't have a time and talents sheet, we just invite you to sit and meditate on the music. And when you're done, you can pass them to the inside aisles, and the ushers will come and collect them. And you're welcome to take them home and just send them back as soon as you're done.